Certainly, I want to extend my appreciation for those who have preceded me. Brother Terry, through the eyes of Adino, he leads us or reminds us that we must take notice of who's doing the talking. Those who say it's socially accepted, but don't get too serious about it. You can be a Christian, just don't get too serious. So let's take notice of who's doing the talking. Through the Brother Gale, through the mind and eyes of Benaniah, we must know who and what we are up against, but be prepared to move on it. Through Brother Bill, he reminded us, through the eyes of Shemaiah, understand the nature of the battle, but let God use you for his cause. And then Brother Daniel, through Abishai, he reminds us that we must understand why and who you are doing this for. And then it says, don't allow yourself to fit, or don't think you have to fit, the mold that the world has put together. So with those things having been said, it's a reality now that we who are to lead God's people, we must understand whether or not we are uninformed or ill-prepared to do what he have us to do. If we are uninformed and if we are ill-prepared, what will the future of the Lord's church look like? So we must power up, brethren. We must stick to our swords no matter what. Eliezer. Some call him Eleazar, but today he's Eliezer. It's certainly a fine example for us to follow. He was on David's team, and he functioned as a well-rounded team player. Now, there were at least eight other men in the Bible who bear this name, Eliezer. But he is distinguished from all the others, and he is identified from all the others by his sword and his relationship that he had with David as one of David's mighty men. He is described as one who fought valiantly, that his hands became so tense as his hands gripped his sword that he could not unclasp his hands. A sword in those days was one of the primary weapons that a soldier had. Without it, you were ill-prepared. You were ill-equipped for battle. Such as the case with the Christian soldier. The sword, so described as the word of God and the sword of the Spirit, was part of the whole armor of God and still is part of the whole armor of God. And we must know how to don the whole armor of God. It is necessary that we as Christian men and leaders, that the Bible is made for the preacher's hand. Without the Bible, there is no preacher. This is what we use. This is what is our sword. And if we don't understand that this book, the Bible, is our sword, we have already been defeated. If we lay it down, we are a defeated contender. Sometimes, all we have to fight with is the Bible. Thus, Moses was one who had to realize that what he had in his hand was all he had to fight with. Moses had already self-defeated himself, but God asked him in Exodus 4:4, Moses, what is that in your hand? Moses says, a rod. And God says, cast it down. And it turned into a serpent. And this is what Moses took when he went back to Pharaoh. And God allowed Moses to see what he had in his hand to be the very thing that he defeated the magicians of Pharaoh with. Sometimes all we have is a few good men, a few good sisters, a little small church, a little mediocre budget, but we have to fight the battle of Christ with what we have. And we don't realize that we have already been defeated. There are times, as a swordsman, you want to quit, give up, go get a real job. But the regret of quitting is far severe than the battles of hardship and burdens. As those with Eliezer fled, so will members of the church, your congregations, flee as well. They will flee from the battles of hard times, flee from the battles of proclaiming the gospel, teaching others, flee from being teachers, flee from being those who will visit the sick. They will flee. But as the swordsman, you are the one that cannot flee as others do. You got to stay in the heat of the battle. You got to stay in front of the fight. Richard M. Nixon, one of our late presidents, is quoted as having said, a man is not defeated when he loses, but rather he is defeated when he quits. We can't quit. We can't throw down our swords and run. You see, Eliezer evidently fought so as the Apostle Paul wrote, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for we shall reap in due season if we faint not. Eliezer evidently understood what it meant to be steadfast, unmovable, always abound in the work of the Lord. He realized that his fighting for God was not in vain. As evidence, after he had won his battle, and even all those who were earlier with him fled, after the dust settled, they came now, and all they had to do is pick through the spoils, because Eliezer had done the job that God had sent him to do. He never turned loose his sword. Eliezer evidently realized that all he had was his sword to do battle with against the Philistines. And he knew that God had his back. And so he did all that he could do to stand, and he stood. As Paul reminds us in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 13, we must do all that we can do to stand. We must stand. You know, a general has not fully surrendered until he has relinquished his sword. Eliezer never did surrender because he never relinquished his sword. Eliezer held on to his sword because he was prepared physically, mentally, and spiritually for battle. And therefore, God gave him the victory. So, how prepared are we, brethren? Are we prepared physically? Are we managing, taking care of our health? Are we prepared mentally? Do we understand fully what we're up against? Do we understand our weaponry? Do we understand the nature of our warfare? Do we understand that there's going to be one victor? There can't be two winners. I'm reminded of Little League Baseball, and I used to try to coach, but I got so upset with the league association because every team got a championship trophy, every player. Nobody wants to go home a loser. But you train kids to play to win. But the other team gets a championship, get a blue ribbon too. Everyone can't get a blue ribbon. We have to help our people understand from a very small age that you win some and you lose some. It teaches character. Everyone can't win. I believe this was in the mind of Eliezer. I win or I die. He wasn't willing to die. So he held his sword until every enemy had been defeated. And then those who was with him earlier fled, now can come back and feast on the spoils. That's the life of a true leader. That's the life of a swordsman. Jesus said, "Ye who is greater among you shall be the servants of all." Eliezer was a servant who kept his sword in his hand. As preachers, teachers, and elders, shepherds, bishops, deacons, whatever you want to describe as ministry leaders, sew it up and never let it go. May God bless you and may he thank you for your time on today. Amen.